United Federal Credit Union was created by members for members. We get you because, well, we are you. Sometimes the best way to get away is in your sweet new or used ride. Stop climbing the walls and start exploring the open road. With great rates and speedy, get it, approvals, United can get you the loan you need for the car you love. From four-door sedan to mom's minivan, whatever you drive, just drive. United Federal Credit Union, we get you. Insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Miles, I welcome everybody to the effort to call out Donald Trump's enablers. I think he stopped being the story after the election, and it really revealed a Republican Party rotten to its core. But why stay a Republican?
Look, that's a great question, Nicole, and it's a question that we want to answer. And in fact, if there's not a satisfactory answer soon, I think the answer is to not be a Republican. But I think we learned three critically important things that help answer that question this week. One, right now in the Republican Party, lying is a litmus test to be in leadership. Not just lying to yourself, but lying to the country about something that happened in our election. Number two, I think we learned that the civil war in the Republican Party is not ending with Liz Cheney's ouster. The civil war within the party is just beginning. And number three, that civil war within the party is going to have enormous consequences for this country. And I'll leave you with one thing on this point, Nicole, and that is the last person to fight a civil war in this country, Ulysses S. Grant, said the next time there would be such a contest for America's existence, it wouldn't be between North and South over the Mason-Dixon line. It would be between patriotism and intelligence on one side and ignorance and superstition on the other. We now know which side of that line Liz Cheney stands, but the question for every Republican in America today is, where do I stand?
Well, where do your former colleagues stand? I mean, where do people like your old boss at DHS, John Kelly, stand? Where does H.R. McMaster stand? Where does John Bolton stand? Where does Jim Mattis stand? Where do your former colleagues, who know better than any other human beings on the planet, just how rotten and corrupt to the core Donald Trump and Trumpism really is?
Well, you've named some people, Nicole, many of whom I hope will speak up in the coming days, weeks, and months. And I would use this appearance to encourage them and urge them, for the sake of the country, to stand up and say in public what they've said before in private. Now, what we're going to be announcing tomorrow is what you could call in shorthand an I'm Not Crazy coalition inside the Republican Party. We're going to announce a group of Republicans and ex-Republicans that say, look, we want rational, pragmatic governance. We want to return to it. But we're making a threat. And that threat is, if the GOP doesn't fix its act, then we're going to hasten the creation of an alternative.
The question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to buy into that theory that these guys have a great chance of winning the House and the Senate, and as such, we're in trouble? And if Miles Taylor and his cohorts don't save us, that somehow we'll be stuck with this Republican Party of crazies? Is that what we're looking at? I tell you one thing, folks. One of the reasons we show all the ills of the Republican Party is to really give us all that impetus that's going to be needed in 2022 to go out there and make sure that we take this thing. Because absent that, the country may not give us a chance again at democracy. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please, join.
Do you know how many files your employees have uploaded, downloaded, emailed, airdropped, slacked, or shared via Google Drive today? A lot of that data has left your organization, and you don't even know it. Visit code42.com to learn how Insider prevents data exfiltration.
This message is sponsored by Amazon.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel, but now there are vaccines. It's okay to have questions. Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision about COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.